You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Dave DiNatale in today for Matt Wilhelm. Andrew Gribble will be joining us in studio in just a moment, as will Kevin Jones via the phone. But from day one of a child's life, every little experience that can stimulate and challenge a young mind will have lifelong results. 2,000 Days is a movement that supports families to embrace this critical time and guide their children on a path toward a lifetime of success. Pledge to make every day count by visiting the 2000dayspledge.org. This message is brought to you by the Cleveland Browns Foundation. We're going to go back to the phone lines now. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Let's go now to Mike in Youngstown. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good show, guys. I enjoyed hearing Pat, and I was gonna talk about McConnell and Manziel, but you know what? I have my reasons why I would like McConnell to start, but you know
what are they?
Everything's
Mike?
Been
Lay
so
it out
far.
For me. I want to understand. No,
you know
what?
Make the case, Mike.
Lay it out.
Well, here's my personal thinking. We didn't play. Here's what I saw positive in Manziel. You know, he went four for four, and then I think he, and I don't know the specific numbers, but like maybe 1 for 8. But people don't take consideration in that fact that I believe he threw two balls away, and there was a ball dropped, which, you know, could have changed that around. I don't think the defense that he faced was very good. And I think he has that gunslinger mentality. But if he keeps progressing the way he is, you know, I think we may have some. And I'm not a fan, as you know. But I think, and listening to Patton talk, I truthfully believe that their thing is they want to win football games. And I believe that the best chance that we have to come out and win a game is somebody that's going to read his progressions in the passing routes versus a guy that's going to just take off and run. And honestly, I think Johnny's getting better. But, you know, everybody thinks the defense that we're going to play this week is very, very bad. I don't think the team we're going to play is a very bad team. And I would like to have McCown in there and let Johnny come in for the change of pace. And those are my reasonings. And, you know, I just think you guys do a great job. And the biggest thing you do about your show is this. I'm in the car. I just got back from Akron, so I'm listening to all these shows. You let us get involved in the show, and you let us just, you know, speak our piece as long as it's not crazy. And that's why I think you have one of the best shows on the radio, and that's any station. Thank you very much for listening.
I appreciate that,
Thanks, Mike,
very much. Thank you for the compliment. As for the McCown point, again, I understand, and if they do start him, that's the only thing they can say is that they feel he gives them the best chance to win on Sunday against the Raiders, and that's all that they're focused on, because that's what it would say to me. I don't think Johnny Manziel needs to be a change of pace guy. I think he's shown you, and I don't think that works. I think he's shown you enough that he gets an opportunity to start on Sunday. I've said it. You guys know where I stand on this. Let's go to Brad in Tremont now. Brad, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to have to switch gears here. I heard you make a statement. I couldn't believe it. I fell out of my chair. I've never heard an analyst make a statement like this. Here's what you stated. You stated that by Johnny Manziel winning one game, that proves, I'll see if you admit to it, that proves that he's ready to win in the NFL.
I said it proves that he can win in the NFL.
No, I knew you were going to switch it. No, you said it proves that he's ready to win in the NFL.
Why would I say it proves that he's ready to win? He's already won.
We played a tape. I knew you would switch it.
To what?
Please enlighten us. Please enlighten us.
Can win in the NFL is more than ready to win in the NFL. That's stronger.
How one football, I knew you would switch it. How one football game.
What you're saying is so stupid.
Means that you're ready to win in the NFL. Enlighten us on that. How one game means that you're ready to win in the NFL.
That's not what he said.
Even if you're saying I'm switching it, when I say that he can, he's proven he can win in the NFL, that's more.
No, you didn't say can. You said.
Okay. Can you stop talking?
To win in the NFL.
Stop talking so I can explain myself monosyllabically enough for you to understand me.
It, and I knew you would try to switch.
Can is stronger than ready. Ready to win doesn't mean that he can win. Saying that he can win is a stronger statement than me saying he's ready to win. He's already done it.
Yeah, ready, being ready to win implies he's never won.
Right. I'm even saying what you're saying and making it stronger. Unfortunately, that's tough to get through that matter between your ears. He can win in the NFL. He's proven it. And winning a game in the NFL is exactly how you prove that you can win in the NFL. How did I switch? I mean, when you're saying I switched it, I'm taking what you said erroneously and make it even stronger to what I'm trying to say. Johnny Manziel, by virtue of, I don't know, winning a game in the NFL, has proven that he can win in the NFL. And he's certainly ready to win in the NFL because he's done it. Come on, man.
Wake
Brad,
up.
You're in Tremont. You must be sipping on a few ales. Put the cup down, friend. It's only 2:30. We'll be back with Gribble, Kevin Jones, after this. Cleveland Browns Daily, ESPN 850 WKNR.